first full pads, first real live action that these two quarterbacks saw. So give us your assessment of both.
They both could have done better. Both, you know, it's, you know, with Akeem, it's just getting used to, you know, our system, understanding what we're doing. And, you know, the little things that he's got to focus in on and, you know, just getting snaps and understanding who we're reading on certain, you know, pass plays, options, so on and so forth. Jake, you know, had a couple balls where, you know, he was trying to, you know, anticipate things before he saw things and threw a couple picks out there. You know, they're getting better. They are getting better. And, you know, I'm not really concerned about the quarterback position. You know, they didn't. Obviously, neither one of them lit up anything today. But, you know, we really just got a good, you know, probably 30, 40-play scrimmage out here today just to get some guys on film so we can start making some decisions, you know, trimming the two deep down so we can get the guys that we need to start getting reps because, you know, we're 18 days away and we're strapping it on. So.
All right, it's easy to say, obviously, when, you know, from an outsider's perspective, from the coach, each live scrimmage type deal that you're doing, kind of like today, where you know, necessarily scripting plays or whatever, what are you looking for each time out? Maybe the differences.
You know, I'm just looking for people, as I said, I'm just looking for people to get just a little bit better every day. I'm looking, you know, number one is a quarterback. You got to protect the football, okay? We didn't do that today. We had two fumbles by Akeem, two picks by Jake Curran, okay? That's not going to win football games for us. So, and that's, and, you know, in that instance, I'm not happy one bit about it. But again, they're both, you know, bright and they're both into this thing. And, you know, they'll learn from it, okay? We got, you know, we obviously got a ways to go, you know, with Akeem. Jake's been in the system. He knows the system. There are times today, you know, our defense is pretty darn good. And there are times today they didn't have any time. It was a little mixture of everything, but we'll get better.
All right, receiving-wise, and I'll leave you on this, what are you seeing from the receivers? I know a couple of drop balls early, but it looks a lot better.
Yeah, they've improved as the days have gone on. Brandon Snell, now Daniel, I mean, they're going to be out there. I mean, they're for sure guys that, you know, that I, as a coach, I can go to bed sleeping easy at night. They're going to make plays. They're going to know exactly what to do, and they're going to, you know, biggest thing is they're going to get themselves open and make big plays for us. Mike Gerst is doing one heck of a job for us. We held him out. He had a little ding today, but, if guys got a little ding, we're 18 days away. I'm not gonna crush guys that I know some stuff about. Mike Gerst was here in spring, and I liked what he did. So he was out of it a little bit. Martario Birchfield continues to impress. He gives us that big 6'3" body that, it's tough to cover. And, he's into things. He's a bright young man. And he's doing some good things. And Trey Larry's doing some good things. Then we got some in-state guys that I'm really impressed with. You know, obviously, you know, they're going to have to step up and make plays. You know, you only get 20 out-of-staters. The other 43 are from the state of Kansas. So, people are trying to say, you know, this league's becoming, you know, an out-of-state league. You know, that's only 20 guys. You know, you got to win with a lot more than 20. And, so Trevin Weens is stepping up for us. Dakota Kopp stepping up for us. Chris Hardaway, for, you know, two guys from me that are really doing some nice things. And, we got some other guys that are doing some good things. So, I'm pleased with our in-state and out-of-staters at that position.